in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
May heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the 19th Sunday at Pentecost, the intro.
Father, all thy sins.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, your patience and loving kindness toward us have no end. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, we may always think and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 2. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
chant responsibly Psalm 128 by whole verse.
Gospel according
according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Pharisees came up and, in order to test Jesus, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee,
speak together the words of the Nicene Creed, found on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God and very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 863.
Thank you.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, on the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, and annual Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday, we consider what God ordains. What God ordains. What He orders and decrees. What He proclaims and enacts. What He commands and rules. What He determines and establishes, what He taught, what He explained, how He educated us and informed us for the church and for the world. Today, we learn through Jesus what the Lord ordains in marriage, what the Lord ordains in the family, what the Lord ordains with the mission of the church. God created marriage. God created the family. They are His institutions. How do we conduct ourselves in our God-given vocations and callings, in our marriages and families? And how do we carry on the true mission of the church with LWML, with our congregation, and in your own personal lives of making disciples for Jesus Christ is our focus. First, we consider faithfulness in marriage. Then faithfulness in the family, then faithfulness in the mission work of the church. We begin with faithfulness in marriage. Christ is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride, and our marriages reflect this institution created by God. It is God that created marriage. One man and one woman joined together as one flesh. Genesis 2 today, the very beginning of the Bible, is well known to you. It was the Lord God who made man, Adam, and formed him from the dust, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He was made in the image of God. He did not evolve from lower life forms. He was made directly by God. His name was Adam. He was the smartest man of all. He named all the animals and the beasts and was intelligent and bright. But he was alone. And the Lord God knew it was not good for the man to be alone. So he made a helper for him. He put him into a deep sleep. And taking the rib, created woman, Eve, also made in the image of God. Male and female are both made in the image of God. Bone of bones, flesh of flesh. From man came the woman, and now through women become man through the birth of mankind. They are joined together as one flesh. What a wonderful gift marriage is. And consider the marriage vows based on God's word that you made when you were married. You'll be faithful to each other unto death, in richer and in poorer, in health and sickness, in good times and bad times. You will be faithful. A faithful, true promise made before God and before the witnesses who were there on your wedding day. Marriage can be destroyed by unfaithfulness, and desertion, and hard hearts, and adultery. Man and woman were meant to come together as one flesh and to honor that sacred union, to not destroy what God has created. Marriage must be between a male and a female. It cannot be a woman marrying a woman and a man marrying a man, which is perversion. Even though our world thinks that's fine, we know God's word determines what marriage is. And marriage is between a man and a woman. It takes a father and a mother to make a child, and this beautiful gift must not be perverted by our debauched world, which rejects and rebels against the word of God. But we know how beautiful marriage is. It has struggles at times, but when God joins two together, man should not separate. A man loves his wife. A wife loves her husband. They love, respect, and they're faithful to one another. Thank the Lord that you who are married have the gift of your spouse. Treasure your spouse. Treasure your marriage as a beautiful gift of God. God brought you together. God ordains faithfulness in marriage. We thank Him for this treasure. Secondly, God ordains faithfulness in the family. Since God is our Father and we are His children, God also created the family. Not only did He create father and mother, but He created children, of course. A man will leave his father and mother and hold fast to the wife. He and his wife will become one flesh. The man and wife were naked and were not ashamed. God gave this gift for enjoyment, for closeness, for procreation, for bringing forth children. God, who creates children in the womb, as we defend the life of the unborn child inside the womb, as a sacred place, we defend the life of all people from conception unto old age, because God gives us this beautiful gift of life, and we will defend the life of these children. The gift of family is also a great gift. I'm sure those of you who have had a marriage and also have a family, treasure also not only your marriage, but your children and your grandchildren, of course. Jesus treasured the family too. In the gospel lesson, because we do exactly what Jesus said in holy baptism, in water and word, the Holy Spirit through regeneration and rebirth uses the water and the word and a font like that to bring children into the kingdom of God. They brought the children to Jesus for Him to bless them. Notice the three actions of Jesus. He takes them in His arms. He blesses them. And He lays His hands on them. He touches them. He says, "Let the little children come to Me." The other places in the Gospels, it's the word for infant. Let the children, let the babies, let them all become to Me, come to Me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Our children, infants, simply received the gift of life from their mom and dad when they were born. We, infants in the faith, receive the gift of faith through the work of the Holy Spirit, through water and word. He gives us faith, plants that faith when we were baptized like a little seed. And then it must be nourished and grow all of our lives through the teaching of our parents and grandparents, Sunday school teachers and pastors, and those who love you. Teach you the Word of God so you grow in the kingdom of God. The reason we encourage you to be in Bible class on Sunday morning and have your children in Sunday school is absolutely essential for your children to know the Old Testament stories, the New Testament stories, to know the purpose of life, which is found in God's Word, Holy Scripture. Treasure your family and your children. We don't make gods out of our children. We thank God for our children. For our Lord Jesus Christ, who instituted marriage, also instituted the family. And that's why we pray for your families every week in the service, whether it's for your birthday or baptism and anniversary, because we honor family that God has created in this congregation. And then thirdly, God institutes faithfulness in the mission work of the church. Just as God created marriage, God created the family, God created the mission of the church, not us. What is the mission of the church? The writer of Hebrews tells us that the Lord God gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we proclaim the message of the law, which exposes transgressions and disobedience and brings retribution. And we also proclaim the gospel, which is a great salvation of God's mercy and forgiveness. Jesus proved that he was the Son of God through his signs and his wonders and his miracles. He healed people in body and soul. He sends the holy angels to protect us and watch over us. The mission of the church is to proclaim the glory and the honor of that crowning Jesus, Lord of Lords. This Lord Jesus comes to us through real means, water and word in baptism, the proclamation of the word in preaching, the teaching of the word of God, hearing the word of absolution and receiving Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion. The mission of the church is to proclaim the gospel to the nations and bring the nations into the church to receive these gifts. The mission of the church is to proclaim Jesus only as the Son of God. All things, the writer of Hebrews said, are placed in subjection to him. After all, what did Jesus say? He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In his suffering and death, he tasted death for everyone. He knows exactly what it's like to die, because he died, and he defeated death. And in his glorious resurrection, as he ascended to the right hand of God, right now, as we just sang in the beginning hymn this morning, he is our intercessor who pleads our case before the Father. His sacrifice was the ransom payment for us. By his blood, we are declared holy and righteous, justified, because Christ, our intercessor, paid the ransom in his own body. And now, at the right hand of God, he intercedes for you every day. He sanctifies us now to call each other brothers. His name is proclaimed to all the nations. We trust his name. We are called children of God. We are given by God to Jesus. When you go through your life, remember, you are a child of God and not a child of the world. Despite the brokenness within marriages and families, by Christ's death and resurrection, the founder of our salvation, he sanctifies us to be different than the unbelieving world. We live both in the order of salvation, where all are joint heirs of Christ, and the order of creation, where there's a different role for husband and wife and children. God enables us to love and honor our spouse, to raise godly children through the Holy Spirit, distributed according to his will upon us. He blesses us in the mission work of Trinity Lutheran, as since 1901 we have walked as one family. We have our church, we have our early child care center, we have our campus ministry, all for the same purpose of making disciples for Jesus Christ. As we're about to pray for the work also of Lutheran Women's Missionary League, as we encourage each of you, each first Sunday of the month, to bring your mite box with the coins and put them in the larger box on the table, it is astounding for all these years what these coins can fund in the mission work of the church, each year raising over $1 million through the mites. We thank the Lord for the mission work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, whether it's in Africa, Bible books there, whether it's Lutheran deaf outreach, whether it's helping people in Eastern Europe, in Africa, or in Tanzania and Mongolia with the Word of God, helping people in Illinois and in Dallas with the littlest and least of these ministries there, helping people in Peru and in India and Belize, helping the congregations who often are struggling, who need funding even to buy basic materials for their children, funding the Braille workers in India who help the blind, helping also the Native American ministry in Idaho, the work in the country of Uganda, and Hmong ministry in southern Texas. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given them and you and me plenty of opportunities to support the mission work of the church by our tithes, by our offerings, by time, talent, and treasures. We are serving the Lord Jesus Christ in the mission work He's giving you and me in your vocation and calling at home, at work, and in this congregation. May the Lord Jesus Christ, who has ordained these gifts, fill you with joy in the fact that He has given us our marriages, our families, and our mission to do. What God ordains is always good. May we joyfully serve what He has ordained to the glory of His name. Amen. Now the peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Stand and sing the offertory, page 192.
Thank you.
time, please take the insert, LWML, our hearts in his hand. We stand to speak the prayers in that insert. Our hearts in his hand, let us pray. Almighty God, you search our hearts and have seen our sin, yet in your love you reconcile us to yourself through your Son. Give us your Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, that our lives may grow in devotion to you for the salvation you have so graciously given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, we pray our congregation in life and witness. Give us your grace so that in a land where strife is too common, we will be a place of peace. In our divided nation, make this your congregation a gathering place of hearts united in you, who extend your welcome to all. Inspire all the members of your congregation to love this place, where your name is invoked and your grace proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the mission of Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with you, your love, and all hearts extend your hand of service to others. Through the faithful giving of mites, may Lutheran Women in Mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost and erring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the daily bread that sustains us in life, for food and health, for housing and clothing, for employment, for moderate weather, for justice and peace in our community and nation, that in every time of abundance and time of need, we may know your peace in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray together.
In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have. And in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen.
Lord God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that we pay close attention to your word. Grant, O Lord, that the grace of salvation revealed in Christ Jesus will continue to be proclaimed at Trinity Lutheran Church, and also in Taiwan by Pastor Charles Ferry and his wife Cheryl, who serve countries in 20 different countries, training local teachers and strengthening their partner churches in Taiwan. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you created and joined together man and woman. Bless the engaged, the newly married, and those who have shared many years together. Bless Caleb and Rachel Hartman, married this past week. Bless Peter and Kay Bruckner as they celebrate their anniversary. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that married couples will continue in your love and live together with holy joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, help all parents who have children and grandchildren to bring them to the waters of holy baptism, to teach them the word of God. Bless us and all of our children by your word, and those who celebrate their new life and baptism in Christ, Joni Eisenbrand, Celia Huntley and Beth Batter, Grace Randall, who of course is now in heaven, Brad Hollingsworth, Kevin Buller, Kim Darmody, and Gabriel Hartman, Mike Stecker, Logan Johnson, Charles Gaither, and Andrew Hartman, Emma Baxter, Alan Rohde, and Nolan Johnson. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, help us in a world that is not subject to Christ to hold forth your holy word and be with those who serve in the government, the military, guiding them to do those things according to your will. Bless Courtney Tate, Alex Laffin, and Emily Shelton, Danny Green, Charles Gaither, Ricardo Batanga, and Mike Gobble as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, comfort all who mourn or suffer in body and mind. Grant them healing and strength in the midst of trials and sufferings. Be with Elizabeth Dye, Donna Lytle, Manfred Brusowski, and Jennifer Huntley, Celia Huntley, Dorothy Maltz, and Kay Coffey, Virginia Harrett, Grace Rawley, Neil Tato, and Susan Pearson, Jill Tarver, and Candy Darmody. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for the rain this past week. Provide for all our needs of body and soul, O Lord, so that as we come to your Lord's table, that we may not doubt but believe, as we hold fast to your word, we will live forever. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray. Trust in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirits,
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh, was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Jesus.
page 199, the Nunc Dimittis, stand to sing. Upon you and give you peace.